right to it. Worry about Joe Hayden, the Browns, listening to offers and shopping.
You know, all the this is a time of year where everything starts happening, things start getting said. Obviously, I don't know that, you know, but we'll deal with those things as we move forward. I mean, again, I trust Sashi and his group to make the right decisions that I think is best for our football team. Do I want Joe Hayden on our football team? Yes. But, you know, like I said, I mean, whatever our organization thinks is best for our football team, that's what we'll do.
What kind of
Joe? I think he's had a great training camp. I think he's played well in our game. So, again, he's a huge piece of what we do on defense, and we'll, like I said, we'll just keep moving from there. You guys catch me when I'm coming off the field with all these things that I know nothing about, so let's stay after it.
How are the quarterbacks going to play?
I really haven't made that decision totally. Yeah, play well. You just said it. I haven't made that decision yet. You know, I still want to see the young guys keep playing. I think that's important to further evaluate them, to give them more reps. But I haven't made a decision, you know, where I'm going to play Deshaun or if Deshaun's playing.
Will he play?
That's what I'm saying. I haven't made that decision yet.
What have you seen from Trevon Coley here? He's got a chance now with Dez not being here to get some playing time. What have you seen from him? What do you like?
Well, I like his initial quickness, his strength, his toughness. I think he fits, you know, what we're trying to accomplish on defense. He gets after it. You know, he's a high-energy, high-motor guy, and that's the way I think you have to play up front.
Peppers came into the league kind of with a reputation of being a good tackler. Have you seen that since he's been here? Because in some ways that's kind of become a lost art.
Oh, no, it is. But I think that's what we demand on defense. But he is a sure tackler. You know, we feel very comfortable and confident with him back there, you know, as a last line of defense, that he'll get him down. You know, I think that's what you have to do to play safety, not only be able to track the ball, and I think he's proven he can do that, but you also got to be able to get people on the ground. And he's done that as well.
Does anything change with you know, since there's no cut down to 75, you have more guys in this fourth preseason game. Is there anything different to how you approach it?
No, I think, you know, again, it's going to be new for everybody, new for me having that many guys, you know, as you go play a game on the road. But I would think it's still, at the end of the day, it's still about evaluation. I think it's allowed us to keep more guys healthy and keep more guys here and maybe take some wear and tear off guys. But at the same time, these guys are going to get an opportunity to go out and showcase their talent and ability for 31 other teams, you know, if they don't make this team. So I think there's some good in that as well.
Do you like that opportunity to get a longer look at more guys?
Yes, no question. I think that's good, and I think it keeps some other guys healthy too. You know, instead of now all of a sudden it would be where there's a cut down and more guys having to take more reps. Now you don't have to put those extra reps on certain people.
Do you know how Sasha's going to approach that? And what I mean is, you know, will he wait till the last possible minute to start paring down the roster, or is it a situation where once the fourth preseason game's over, you guys can begin making?
I think that's something you would have to ask him.
With you guys having the first waiver claim, do you look at this weekend as an opportunity to maybe significantly improve the back end of that roster?
No, I think, you know, as you know, we're going to do everything we can to get better, you know, whatever that takes. And it is good to be in that position, because if there is someone who can help our football team, then I'm sure we'll do that.